How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
We will get to a Week 11 edition of NFL Winners and Losers in a second. Before that, though, a quick plug for our friends at Trade-Os, the website GOTREDAS.com. Grain marketing experts. And Bill, what do you want to tell us about them today?
Well, they're you know, when talking to Adam, all the success that they're having is because of the team. Drew Jensen from Exeter is one of the key leaders of this group. And Adam has put together such a team of experts that obviously everyone's local. Yeah, they cross state lines. They go into Iowa. They're into Missouri. They do those things right there. But these people that Adam has put together, it's like he's got like the 12-legged stool. It's
wow.
They're just like us. They're just like us. Just kind of not average Joes, but just a bunch of people that like just love to work together. Our highlight here is what? Is us coming together every day in studio.
It's pretty fun.
Very rarely are we out of studio. I think I've done it once or twice. Jake's got one coming up here.
Black Friday. I'll be doing the show, though.
Yeah, but he'll be doing the show.
Don't worry.
Guess what? Show up every day. That's what the Adam Ickes team does with
Trade-Os.
And now is their time. We talk about crop protection and all the different things with seed and all that. This is their time. Their deal is commodities. When do I sell my product?
Okay.
That's when the money's made.
Mm-hmm.
Do all the other stuff perfect and err on this. You screwed the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Nothing matters.
What'd you work for?
What'd you do? Oh, you sold it there, though. That wasn't very smart. That cost you. And one error is big. One percentage is so
serious.
Big. It's serious stuff, Jake. We can't be joking around.
No, we're not
this.
Joking. It is serious.
Are you goofing around over there?
Nope, I never goofing around.
I knew he wasn't. Hold it like that. Because if Ickes walked into the ring up in Creighton right now, like that, you'd like to see him in the ring right now.
He
won Dancing with the Stars
with his wife.
With his wife, yes, Lindsay. Yes,
Lindsay.
Yes, she's from.
Think about
Holdridge.
That. He's raking in money and winning Dancing with the stars,
and also could be a top flight boxer.
Jeez,
like that. It'd be incredible.
And he's a good linebacker.
Incredible linebacker! Like I said, he's the one who blocked the kick against Pitt.
Big
blocked
moment.
The field goal. It would have been a game losing situation.
Blocked
and Ickes saves the day. And then when Shanley blocked the punt for the touchdown against Missouri at home, he's the one who scooped and scored and ran it in.
Oh, Ickes was that guy?
He's the guy. Yeah,
I remember that one.
He's the guy who ran it in.
It wasn't Scott Shanley. It was the other one, Andrew.
Andrew
right?
Shanley is the one who blocked it. He blocked the punt. Boom.
What a moment.
He runs it in the next day in Page. They had a potluck get together in the park. To celebrate it.
They did?
Yes. And now,
better times.
Better times.
Rightfully so.
Better times. Now they're celebrating. They're celebrating now. Great amounts of cash brought into your household because of the farming and knowing when to sell. The commodities world is ready to go. And that's what he's put together a team. So yes, I just wanted to highlight Drew today from
Exeter. What's his name again?
Drew Jensen from Exeter.
Drew Jensen.
Incredible athlete himself.
The website, gotredas.com, GOTREDAS.com. It is time for NFL Week 11 Winners and Losers.
It's our favorite.
Fire it up. This, of course, is sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It is chili season, and you can put Fuhrer's a dollop in your chili.
Whoop.
Also, it's still tailgate season. We got two weeks left of tailgate and Thanksgiving. It's a good time to get Fuhrer's Cheese Spread on your table. Check it out today. To the winners, number one, when you knock off an undefeated team, you are number one winner. The Buffalo Bills beat the Chiefs 30-21. Everyone kept saying, wow, the Chiefs are an underdog going to Buffalo. Buffalo said, yeah, they are, and we covered the spread and won the game. Josh Allen has a 26-yard run for a TD on 4th and 3 to clinch the win.
Memorable.
30-21 Bills are your number one winner, 9-2 on the season for the supposedly rebuilding Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Not so much. They're a wagon. Number two, I'm going to go to a player. Bo Nix is getting good in Denver. 4 touchdown passes. I think he had 4 incomplete passes in this game. They route a playoff team, the Atlanta Falcons, in Denver, 38-6. Defense was great, but Bo Nix was phenomenal.
He's a dude
for the
Bill.
Broncos.
He's a dude.
Yeah.
There were people saying when he came out in the draft, people saying next Drew Brees, and I'm like, what? Well, yeah. Maybe they weren't too far off.
I don't know. He's pretty good.
Maybe they weren't too far off, Jake.
He looks good. He is fun to watch, Bo Nix. It wasn't the best first couple games, what you'd expect, but he's really been good the last 3 or 4.
Good rookie.
Number three, this team just refuses to have close games besides one game this year. The Detroit Lions just kicked teams' butts. 52-6. It was like an FCS team playing the Lions on Sunday. The Jags stink. But
it's
still
so hard to score 52 points in an NFL game.
NFL.
The way the clock moves, and I mean, it just
how many first downs do they have?
30 some.
38.
Something
like that.
They out yarded
38 first downs.
They out yarded Jacksonville by 460 yards. It was like Nebraska versus Idaho State.
Yep, it was.
That's what it felt like. 52-6. Lions are 9-1. They are incredible, and Thanksgiving's coming up soon. They're ready to roll on Thanksgiving like usual.
And who are they playing?
I don't know. I'll figure that out next week.
Okay.
That's next week.
Number
4, AFC North battle. The Steelers beat the Ravens 18-16. This is about what you expect. Just a defensive battle. Turnovers in this game. Tough, big hits. But the Steelers get it done. They're 8-2 with Russ.
And Derrick Henry fumbled in that game.
He did have a fumble.
Well, I text Aaron Davis. On the interception that Russ threw, they were up by like 5 at the time.
Yeah, it was a bad pick in the 3 end zone, right?
I mean, it was horrible. I was like what just happened?
Right.
And they end up rallying back and getting the ball back and getting another field goal. But anyway, it was
8-2. What are the Ravens?
7-4.
Okay.
But they're still scary as hell. 7-4. Number 5 winner. I got to give it to the Dolphins. The Dolphins have won 2 straight. Tua looks very good since he returned from his concussion. All 4 games, they're 2-2 since he returned. But
playoff team.
Not up there. They're in the conversation. I still don't believe it yet because they got some tough games left. But
playoff.
Tua looks really good. Looks smooth. He's making quick decisions. He's not taking big hits besides the one tackle against the Rams, which he was fine. Mm-hmm. He didn't make no mistakes. The Dolphins had no punts and no turnovers against the Raiders. 34-19 Dolphins win. Now 4-6. To the loser, this is very obvious. Number one, the Chicago Bears had a great chance to end this terrible streak to the Packers. They can't beat the Packers. Nope. Block field goal to end the game. 2019 Green Bay continues to own Chicago. Yes, Bill.
I read something yesterday on a game-winning field on a field goal blocked on the last play of the game to block to win the game. It's happened twice in Bears history. 1935 and Sunday.
Doesn't happen.
But prior to them blocking a field goal to secure a win, hasn't happened since 1935, but it did the other day.
Jeez. Good stat, Bill.
20-19, Bears fall to the Packers. Number 2 loser, the Niners don't look right. They hosted Seattle at home. Seattle gets a touchdown by Geno Smith on like a 15-yard run with 14 seconds to go to win in regulation 2017. And Seattle has not been playing great football the last 4 or 5 weeks, but the Seahawks go into San Francisco. San Fran 5-5 on the season.
That's a wow.
The Cardinals lead the NFC West at 6-4.
I know they have terrible special teams, the Niners. Bad special teams.
Which is surprising because they're usually very solid in that regard.
Yeah.
Number 3 loser, it was a nice comeback, but still they lose the game. The Bengals were down 27-6 on Sunday Night Football, made it 27-all.
Wow.
They lose, though, 34-27. 4-7 are the Bengals, and Joe Burrow is playing like an MVP. That's the problem.
He probably played the best half of football I've seen because he was under siege.
Was he?
And it was the first time ever I was Jake Sorensen. I was a fan.
You were a fan.
I was a complete fan. Don't forget.
How'd that feel, by the way?
McCaffrey took him back and tied it. He took him down twice to kick the field goal to take the lead. And they missed 2 field goals in the fourth quarter.
McPherson.
Missed 2 field goals in the fourth quarter.
That's not Joe's fault.
I mean, the reason they scored the touchdown was because they kind of shut it down because they were in field goal range and they popped a run. They were going to kick a field goal at the end of the game to win it.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%.
Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
But the game is so different if you make one of the field goals. Damn. Don't miss them both. So, Jake, I know the pain. I felt it.
How did that feel to be like me?
It was awful. I was yelling. I'm watching this game going, oh, my. They're coming back. It's unbelievable some of the plays that were made. You know,
and you like Joe. Oh. Joe's a friend.
Yeah, a big fan of it. So I was complete fandom, and then it all just broke down. So I felt like Jake. After, when the game was over, couldn't fall asleep for a while.
Were you wiped
upset.
Out? Oh, do you know you were?
I was worked up. Yeah. I was all worked
now
up.
Now you understand,
yep,
Bill.
I get it.
It's tough. Number four in this bye week, Daniel Jones was benched for Tommy DeVito. Loser. He's done. It's over for Daniel Jones.
Oh, is it over?
Big con. Yeah. I think he had like 4 years, 144, I want to say. Yeah. That was a waste of money. See ya, Daniel. It's over. Wow. The Giants are a fraud. They suck. I'm sure, you know, Daboll got them to a playoff game 2 years ago, and they won a playoff game. And now it's just an epic fall for Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll for that
team.
Talk
about things that he hit, man. They
Daniel Jones?
Won, yeah, they won that playoff.
They won a playoff game.
Like, this is our guy. Because quarterbacks are hard to find. We got our guy. And he made, wow.
God, the Jets and the Giants, what an utter disaster.
They both suck. Number five loser, the Browns, played a really low-life Saints team. And this is a tight game.
Low life. What a low life. Maybe a team not playing an underachieving team.
You went with low life.
I don't know if they're low lives.
The Saints lost seven straight games at one point. They're pretty low life. They fired Dennis Allen. Now Darren Rizzi's won two straight games, and the Browns just gave it to him. 35-14 Saints. Taysom Hill had 200-plus yards of offense.
Jeez.
He had eight catches, and he had also 130 yards rushing in this game.
That's insane.
That is.
Also, the thing about the Taysom Hill story, remember, he's been in the league like 8 or 9 years. He's not.
He's not young.
No, he's not young. Talk about the career that guy's made and the money that he has made.
What a dude!
And you got him doing that, and you got Daniel Jones just kind of. He got moved to quarterback three. Like that. He got moved. He's not even the backup.
It's over.
He won't be active for the game.
It's over.
Yeah,
man.
That is. By the way, last night the Texans beat the Cowboys 34-10 on Monday Night Football.
Cowboys are.
just bad. It's bad. And a piece of the stadium fell down before the game. Some sort of metal almost like hit a bunch of reporters.
What stadium?
At Jerry's World.
At AT&T, Jerry's World?
Yeah, there's a piece of metal that fell down and almost hit a group of reporters. It would have caused serious injury. Nobody got hit.
Oh, that's good.
So things are really falling apart in Dallas.
Literally falling apart.
Things are literally falling.
Jerry's having a bad run here. I mean,
they're not going to win another game.
It'd be a surprise if they won
any more games.
One what or a two more. Wreck.
Yeah. It's bad.
What a wreck. Yeah. Here comes Dion.
Yeah.
Maybe. That is Winners and Losers for the NFL, sponsored by Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It is now time to play the game show. Give us a call right now. 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys are 1-0 in the week and 8 games over 500.
We've won 5 of 6.
42-34. Today's topic is Big Ten sack leaders. What schools do these guys play for?
Okay. Ooh, you've I don't got know.
Okay, we just named the schools. Yeah.
You have 18 choices here. Okay. 18 schools. Yeah.
We're okay.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
A line is open for you at 402-464-5685. Big Ten sack leaders. I will give you the name of the player, how many sacks he has, and you tell me what school in the Big Ten he plays at.
Okay.
There's 18 options. 18.
Yeah, I'm just randomly guessing.
And likely 17. I'm not giving you Nebraska.
You'll know it.
There's a few. They'll come across your...
It'll click. It won't click for me.
402-464-5685.
We need a caller.
Because you guys have won... No one's calling. You guys have won 5 of 6. They're scared of you right now.
It's a little bit of a heater.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. I don't blame them either.
Yeah.
I really don't. More intimidating.
Yeah, even if it gets tight. No one's calling.
Ben, do something.
They're calling now.
Okay.
They're assuming a loss.
That's why they're scared to call in.
Yes, I see it.
Understandable. It happens. Ben's getting the call right now, lined up. How do you guys feel about this?
What's that?
There's something that just happened. Yeah, very interesting.
I'll have to hear about it during the break.
Very interesting. There was something that could get Sipple in a pickle.
Okay.
Sipple pickle.
We have Colin. Colin, how do you feel about Big Ten sack leaders today?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
All right. Well, Bill's all a right, lifeline awesome. For Sip for one question. As always, Colin, first question goes to you. What team does Mikhail Kamara play for, leading the Big Ten with 9.5 sacks?
Oregon.
Is he with Oregon?
No. Good guess.
Good guess. Yeah, really good guess.
This guy came from James Madison, so where do you think he's at? He was a former James Madison player. Yeah,
where
he's
in
Indiana.
Think?
Indiana.
He is Hoosier.
He's leading the Big Ten, and he came from James Madison. It gets back to you bring in coaches. Do they have luggage to bring with them?
He's a dude.
Yeah.
He's interesting because he's not a linear pass rusher. He's kind of a squatty body, but he gets it done. He's a dude.
For the 2-0 lead, Sip, first question. What team does Mateo Uiagalelei play for in the Big Ten with 8.5 sacks?
Layup. I got it if you don't have
please
it.
Take.
What's that?
Take.
Oregon.
Bam. Brilliant. Okay, 2-0.
Had a big play at the end of the Wisconsin game.
Jake, that's 2-0.
He intercepted the pass.
He did.
To win the game.
2-0.
For the to stay alive, Colin, last question. You're down 2-0. What Big Ten team does Abdul Carter play for with 8 sacks?
Penn State.
Brilliant.
I knew that. 2-1
lead. We're good. Okay, now.
Here we go now. Here's our chance, Steve.
Bill, I know. We
Bill, I'm out of play.
Bill can't help you.
We got to close the door.
For the win.
Is Ben in play?
He is not in play. Yeah. For the win, Sip, what Big Ten team does Gabe Akis play for with 8 sacks?
Gabe Akis, I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Have no idea.
Now, he has a J at the front of his last name, but it's silent.
Oh, that
it's
helps. Akis.
That helps. That's
it looks like Gabe Jack is, but it's Akis.
Yeah.
5 seconds. 8 sacks for him, for Gabe.
Okay, so he's got a lot of sacks.
Make a guess.
Fine. Yeah.
Pick a good team.
It's not Ohio State.
4.
No.
Not Michigan.
3.
I'll say Michigan State.
I'm okay with that.
You need this one, Colin. What team is that?
Illinois.
Illinois is correct.
Brilliant.
2-0 lead now to 2-2 tie. This would go to Colin. You guys would go over under the answer.
Okay. I'm all right. Disappointed right
Colin,
now.
This is for you. Marshall's Mike Green leads the country in sacks through 10 games. How many sacks does Mike Green have? He has played 10 games.
12 and a half.
Over under 12 and a half.
Phil, I was going to write.
Yeah.
I mean, Mikhail, the guy from Indiana has, I think, 9.5.
That's right.
This guy leads?
Leads the country through 10 games.
He said 12 and a half.
12 and a half. You're going over under that.
I like the number, but something tells me to say this.
Okay,
so me too. I'm just going to say, we're going to go over.
We're going to go over.
It's over 12 and a half.
Brilliant.
We are brilliant.
6 of 7.
He has 15 sacks. 15. By the way, in the nation, 6 players have 10 sacks or more.
Okay. What's his name again?
Mike Green.
And
Mike
who's he
Green.
With?
At Marshall.
Marshall.
Thundering Herd.
Coached by? Anybody?
Don't know.
Charles Huff?
Yeah, I did know that.
There we go.
If it was a multiple choice, I would have got that right.
Colin?
Would you?
Absolutely.
Colin, nice try.
Thank you.
Calling on the road.
Thank you for calling.
There we
no
go.
No problem. Appreciate it, guys.
You bet.
Love the show.
Thank you. Colin.
Appreciate it.
Well, it was a 2-0 lead. Had some adversity, but she came back and won in tiebreakers. So.
Yeah, I feel good.
2-0 in the week. That's now 9
God, that's a great
games
win,
over 500.
9 games over. We got to keep rolling. I mean it. Try to lock in. I don't want to be a loser.
He has been locked in. 6 of 7
He's
games
doing good.
You guys
He's
have won.
Doing good.
The spillover is next, an early break on the ticket.
88% of the work week is spent communicating. Typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.